Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This is the time of the Synaxarium. Did I tell you about the Synaxarium, what the Synaxarium is? After we read the Apostles, the Catholics, and the Acts of Apostles, we have the Book of Saints. Book of Saints, or the History of Saints and Martyrs. Listen to me. Please look at me. After we read some readings, we read what we call Synaxarium. Synaxarium means the book of saints and martyrs and the history of the church. Every single day we have, look at me, Mark. Concentrate, look at me. On any single day, we have the history of a martyr, of a saint, of an occasion, feasts. And they are all written in one book called Synaxarium, which means the history or the book of the saints. Today we have two occasions. I will tell you these occasions quickly. Listen to me. The first one is about a family, and this family lived before our Lord Jesus Christ was born and saved us. So they were Jews. They were Jewish family. The father's name was Lazarus, and the mother's name was Salome. And they had seven boys and girls. And came a king of Persia, who was worshipping idols, not God, and tried to force them to deny the Lord and to worship the idols. But they all refused. The nine refused. Lazarus, Salome, and the seven children. Then the king of Persia punished them severely, and then he killed them, but they went to heavens. Very good that we say we worship God. We cannot deny him. We do not do anything bad because we are the children of God. Whatever happens to us. Do you know in the Old Testament something like that about people who refused to worship the idols and insisted to worship God, and the Lord helped them? Who knows? Yes, Shoshu. Who? Bravo! The three young men, they were Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And the king said, anyone who asks anything from me for 30 days will be cast in the fire. They did not care. They said, we worship God whatever happens. And they did. And then the king was very enraged, very angry. And then he decided to throw them in the fiery furnace. What happened then? Yes, what happened in the fiery furnace? They were beginning to burn, but what happened? Who was the first person? The Lord Jesus Christ came and he stood with them and he helped them. And he stopped the effect of the fire. Nothing happened to them. Even their clothes did not hurt from the fire. And then the king said, yes, your God is true God because he helped you. What else happened? Another man also insisted not to do, Yes. Daniel, Ada, you are clever today. as every day. Daniel the prophet, Daniel also said, no, I will worship God. And he opened his window and worshiped God three times every day, not afraid of fearing from the king. And then they threw him in the den of lions. Lions. But he was not afraid. What happened? The lions stood around him like a dogs or cats or anything, without hurting or even touching him. And then the king said, yes, yes, the Lord of Daniel is the true God. Everyone must worship the God of Daniel, who saved Daniel from the lions. Be good. When we come to the church, for example, when we come to the church to receive the Holy Communion, what we do? Huh? We pray at night. We don't eat or drink anything in the morning. Whatever happens. When they say, no, then come on. We say, no, we are coming to the church. We have to prepare ourselves. We sleep early after we pray, preparing ourselves for the liturgy. And we come to the liturgy and we pray, sing, and receive at the end the Holy Communion. The second occasion is also very good occasion. One day our Lord Jesus Christ assembled his disciples and said to them, what do the people say about me? Who am I? And then the disciples said to him, some people said that you are Elijah, some people said that you are John the Baptist raised from the dead, and John any prophets. And then he said, what do you say about me? Who I am in your eyes? And then one of the disciples replied, who was that? Who knows? One of the disciples replied and said, huh? He was Peter, Simon Peter. And he said to him, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said to him, say with me, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Again, what did St. Peter said to Jesus Christ? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Again, you are. Again, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Again, you are. And we also confess the name of the Lord and say to him with Peter and the other disciples, you, huh? You are the Christ, he is Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to our world, to came for us, to save us on the cross, and to give us the forgiveness of our sins, and to open for us the paradise of joy. Thank you. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Agios. Ek parthino jinneti sele somnimes agios o Theos agios yesheros agios athanatos stavros istimes Theos agios.
Amina Gatrias.